We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey!
Hi!
Happy Monday!
Good morning, everyone. It is Monday, September 21st. It was a big weekend for me.
Yeah, I saw your son got signed by the NFL. Your son is six. He looks like an NFL player in his uniform. I mean, like, my God, that's how Little League uniforms look these days.
Aren't they legit?
I mean, dude, your son looks like he plays for the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, I'm like, dude, how come this wasn't like this for me? And it wasn't that long ago.
Well, he doesn't play for the Atlanta Falcons because he was a winner.
Oh.
Hey. Yeah, it's weird. Those uniforms look so legit. My son, who is six, had his very first ever football game.
Oh, man. The first, man. That's awesome. I had so many questions. I mean, how was it for you and how was it for him?
Well, I got a little emotional.
Oh,
of course you did.
You get emotional for, like, if someone steps on an ant.
Yeah.
Now, was the game, because they're six, and some of them are playing their second year, some of them are playing their first year, is it like in soccer where they all just follow the ball, or is there actually some semblance of an actual football game playing?
Great question.
No, absolutely. It's all about a football game. It's
really?
Very structured.
At
very
six?
Structured.
My son's six and he sees a football and he's like, Dad, let's throw the baseball. And I'm like, I'm like, are we?
Okay, so at this point, right, where he is, this is the first year for every kid for tackle.
Okay.
This was tackle football and the very first year. So everybody's kind of on that same page of like nervousness, even though a lot of them had played football before. This is the first year that they had ever played tackle. And there were officials, and they were calling penalties.
Man, 6-year-olds?
Matter of fact, I think we scored like two or three touchdowns that were called back.
Bro, they were calling back touchdowns on 6-year-olds?
Holding, offsides.
Oh,
I mean, it was very, very structured.
Wow.
I mean, they have to learn this stuff.
I mean, okay.
So let me tell you about my son.
Yes.
So my son is one of the tallest kids in his class.
Uh-huh.
He is actually in the upper percentile.
Uh-huh.
Like in the 80-something percentile. Yet he looks like a midget or I shouldn't say that because it's not politically correct. He looks tiny compared to all the other kids on the football field.
Oh, man.
Really?
Tiny.
Now, did you have to give him like an ice bath after? Was he just like sore all
over? No, but he had bruises all over his legs.
Did you have to tape his ankles and put him in an ice bucket? Like, you know, like the players go after in those metal tins.
Well, it's funny because I was giving him a bath and I was like, buddy, you got bruises all over you. And this is what he says. He's all cocky now. He's like, yeah, it's because I was fighting. I'm like, okay, take it easy.
Dude, oh my God.
The interesting thing about my boy is he's always been very gentle. So I was always concerned that football may not be good for him because I think he would, you know, be whining and he will whine all day long at the house, but he gets on that football field and he is a beast. It's funny because Coach Addy comes over and says, when your son first got here, he was sweet, he was gentle, he was kind.
Mm-hmm.
Now he is a beast and tough. I thought that he would be an offensive guy. I thought he would be the running back or whatever. He's got a lot of work to do in that department. But I will tell you, when it comes to defense, that's where he shines.
Dude, he's six. You're talking about like a prep out of high school.
He was knocking over kids. He was tackling kids two times his size. Matter of fact, some of the other kids on the line were moving him over to block big kids because they didn't want to do it, and
that's
he had
funny.
No fear. I couldn't believe it.
That's
awesome.
Funny. Yeah, I'm afraid to invite your son over to play with mine like once this COVID thing ends because like tackling is a whole new thing for your son for my six-year-old. Your son's going to light mine up for no reason.
Well, no, I mean, that's the thing. It's like discipline, you know, but it was very, very cool.
That's awesome. They won. Dad's happy. You got a smile.
They won.
And by the way, it's funny because listening to this conversation, it's like you're saying how your son was soft and gentle and you never thought he wanted to play football. It's like, it's not you that forced him or pushed him to play football. All of a sudden, your son one day just wanted to play football.
Well, he talked about football, and then we said, hey, football practice is tonight. Do you want to go? And he said, yes. And cool. He was really nervous, very, very scared at first because he didn't know what to expect. And then he got in there and started having fun. You know, it was great because he needed that. He needed that being a part of a team. Mm-hmm. He needed that discipline. He needed that sense of like accomplishment, and those are all things he needed, that working out his aggression all of that stuff, and it has worked out to be fantastic.
Well, it's very rare because this is Central Texas where most parents force their kids to play football.
Right,
you did
exactly.
Not. You said if you want to do it, do it, and he's doing it. He's having fun. Congratulations!
And
man.
Certainly after winning, it gave him a sense of pride. Well, it's funny because
heck yeah.
You know, he had gotten there a little bit. He rode with his mom, so he got there before I did. And I walked up to say hi and get a picture with him. He had like a what do you call that? The black that goes under the eyes.
The paint or whatever.
The black paint.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, what's going on? I mean, you're 6 years old. Take it easy, buddy. Good morning. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Awesome.
Thanks so much for listening. When you're peeping someone out on social media and they post no photos of a significant other, is it fair to assume that they don't have a significant other? Okay, thanks for the input. Steve.
I couldn't
tell if it was rhetorical.
You see a girl on Instagram, and in Steve's case, he's asking us because there's a girl that used to share a lot of photos with her dude. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, there's no dude.
Oh.
So he's like, is it safe to assume that she doesn't have a dude anymore?
Okay, in that scenario, 100%.
Did I get that right, Steve?
Yeah, you got that right.
So she's going through posting photos of her and a guy, and then all of a sudden, nothing. And how long has it been?
It's been 3 weeks.
To the day.
And was she pretty consistent?
Oh, yeah, like every day.
So she's broken up with him, obviously, or they're going through a fight.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay.
Or she's mad at him, or they've broken up, but they come back together, but it was obviously a dramatic fight.
Mm-hmm. But let me ask you guys this, Booker, Sarah, how long can you be mad at someone? I mean, can you be mad at someone for 3 weeks? I mean, you would be broken up by now, right?
Hmm.
I don't know, I'm asking.
Yeah,
that's a long
my
time.
Assumption is they're broken up, but, you know.
You can't stay mad at each other that long. You got to break up, man.
So if she is posting pictures of her and her dude on the regular, and then stops, and it's been going on for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Is it fair game? I mean, could Steve just sneak right on in there?
Oh, she's ready to party, dude.
Love is an open door, as they say?
No, she's ready to party, and here's why. Because she's so mad at this dude, she's not posting about him because she's always posting. So she's, like, ready to get back at him. So if he, like, messed around on her or something like that, this is like going to Disneyland for adults, bro, with her. Does that make sense?
I mean, I guess, yeah. I guess, but I think it depends on what he's looking for. Like, as a girl, it's like the minute you're single, all the guys that come out of the woodworks, it's like flattering and it makes you feel good for a minute, but that doesn't mean she's like actually ready to go on a date. So if you want to be the guy that just like she considers for half a second and maybe hooks up with and then never speaks to again, that's cool.
Oh, this is a guy's dream.
I was going to say, Sarah, what's wrong with that?
Steve hung up with us and he's like DMing her right now.
I think you can like give her a little bit more of a buffer, maybe like in another week, so it's like a full month.
No.
But don't ask her out. You're just calling. You're just kind of like, hey, what's up? Haven't seen you in a hot minute.
But it's like a good sale on some of this. Like you got to get it before they sell out, right?
Exactly, Sarah.
So there's like a... There's a small window before someone else comes in there.
He can't wait
but
that
see,
week. He can't wait
also,
a week.
Also, when there's a sale, sometimes you buy all the stuff you don't actually want. You buy it just because it's on sale.
But
and then a week later, you're like, I didn't really want this.
Exactly. You can return anything. Unless it's a final, what do they call it?
Final sale?
Final sale.
Marked, yeah.
Closeout? I mean, she ain't a closeout.
No. You can always return it. She's like Amazon, bro.
Steve, does any of this make sense?
To be honest, I'm very confused.
So no?
That's fair. Very fair.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
All right, I have a little confession. So I'm a New Orleans Saints fan, and they play tonight on Monday Night Football against the Las Vegas Raiders. It's so weird to say.
I know, right?
So yesterday, the Cowboys played the Falcons. And if you know about the Saints in the NFC South, their biggest rival is the Atlanta Falcons. Now, I personally am anti-Dallas Cowboys. I don't really know why. I think it's just because everybody loves the Cowboys. So I was in this weird conundrum yesterday, like, who do I want to lose more, the Cowboys or the Falcons? And ultimately, I decided that, you know what? I'm going to cheer for Sarah, being from Dallas and the Cowboys fan. I can never cheer for the Falcons. Anyway, I thought the Falcons were going to pull it out, but man, what an amazing game for Dallas Cowboys fans.
Greg Zuerlein from 46 to win it for Dallas. Hold is down, kick is up, and it is good! Somehow, some way, the Cowboys have won it.
Yes, it was amazing. I know you were skeptical, Sarah, but whenever you're down by 15 and you look lethargic and then nothing's going to happen and you're able to pull it together to come back, it was a miracle comeback for the Cowboys.
The Instagram page for Dallas Cowboys at the end had like them all like, yeah, and they were like, tag if you doubted us. I'm like, I doubted you. Yeah. I doubted you the whole game. I don't know how y'all won.
My friends that are all like Cowboys fans and all my family from El Paso, they either turn off their television or broke their television within the first quarter, and they didn't care. They didn't even go back to turn on the game, and they said they had nothing to be excited about this comeback win because they should have never had to come back because Dallas Cowboys are always expected to win. You know what I'm saying? It should never be this way.
Congratulations.
Yeah, life of a Dallas Cowboys fan, huh?
Oh, boy, I'm telling you. If you have bad heart problems, maybe you shouldn't watch the Cowboys this season.
Seriously. Man, it was so depressing this weekend. Two big places in Austin, Texas have shut down permanently. P. Terry's is downtown location, y'all, on 6th Street. Closed. How does that even happen?
Well, I never really understood that location.
How did you not understand? It's for business people and tourists walking by. It was always so busy. Late night drunks?
Yeah, I don't know. I never once went there.
Well, you never were out in that location. We don't work out there.
I pass by it all the time. I used to pass by it all the time back in my partying days.
I mean, exactly.
We're open.
Exactly.
But no, I never went there one time. Yeah. I would see it all the time. Yeah. It just didn't look welcoming to me.
Well, I mean, it was for business people, mainly downtown, and just for tourists to pop in, and that's why they shut down. Their business declined majorly because of the people not working downtown Austin.
Right.
And tourists not coming through, and also it's on Dirty Six, and you know, the crowds, the people going out, bars aren't even open. And another one bit the dust, dude, I was so sad. But Easy Tiger, again, I've only been once, but it was one of those places like, oh, I can't wait to go back there that I took for granted going back because there's so many bars and places and cool places to go in Austin. There's a good reason, though, that it shut down because they're focusing on their south location, which, by the way, I didn't realize that they were opening at Red's Porch, old location on South Lamar.
I'm so glad you brought this up because just this last week, I drove by... And I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot that Easy Tiger opened up in the old Red's Porch location. Yep. I saw the sign, and I almost stopped, but I wasn't even sure if they were open.
They're alive and well in North Austin in their Link location. I know Oktoberfest will be going down here. They said their location is closing, but they'll be back somehow, some way, but they don't know how and when in downtown Austin.
And they were doing fine during quarantine because they sold all of Austin sourdough starters.
Yeah, that's right.
Seriously.
Well, good news for you is that I watched the Emmys for you last night.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you.
They were terrible. I suffered through all 3 hours because I was like, well, maybe something will happen. It went like this. Schitt's Creek won everything, literally. And it was so awkward. So Eugene Levy and his son, who wrote the show, were actually having a party where they set up. A couple celebrities did this where they set up tables 6 feet apart so that the whole cast could be together. The Emmys sent out over 130 cameras to all the Emmy nominees all around the world so that they were live streaming, except if you were old. Like Ted Danson and Michael Douglas were like, I guess, don't want video cameras in their house. They didn't know how to Zoom, so they just showed a picture. But yeah, it was all about Schitt's Creek and then a little sprinkling. some shows I don't know much about. And then it was all about Succession from HBO. But the highlight for me was Zendaya winning for Euphoria just because she was so excited and it was so cute. It was like the first time there was energy.
The Dallas Cowboys came back to win a miraculous victory yesterday. Rest in peace, the original Easy Tiger on 6th and P. Terry's in downtown Austin are closing for good. And Schitt's Creek was the big winner last night at the Emmys, sweeping the entire category. First time ever that has happened. For those stories and more, text TRENDING to 51993. Good morning, and thank you so much for listening to Mix 94.7 and on the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
The air quality out there, not good. I can tell that, you know who doesn't like it? The animals. In the Midwest, birds are falling out of the sky. Last night, I heard the coyotes outside my window. They were coughing at the moon. Yes, and the government said put out a clean air warning for sensitive groups. So millennials, please stay inside.
Get the millennials. You know, I love the millennials. It's just a
We are a nation divided. I've said this many times. I feel like right now, especially with the election coming up, oh my Lord, we cannot decide on anything. We're all at odds with each other. Even people that we agree with, we disagree with. It's like we're all just yelling at each other. There's so much discourse in the country right now that we want to be the flip on that. We want to be the people that inspire you and motivate you and make you happy. So let's think of things that we can all agree on. Can we all just agree on blank? Let's come up with some things that we feel that we can all agree on, right?
Okay.
Booker, Alex, and Sarah is, can we just all agree?
Can we just all agree? Ooh, can we just all agree?
So let's go around. Each one of us is going to choose one thing that we think we can all agree on. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. But let's keep a tally and try to see if we can come together, okay?
Yeah, so we'll add it to the list.
That's right. So, Sarah, why don't you start out first?
Can we just all agree that Taco Cabana tastes best after a night of drinking between the hours of midnight and 2 a.m.? That is its peak. It will never be better than that. It is the best. That is the prime time eating Taco Cabana hours.
Man, I don't agree.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
I like taco. I think, honestly, y'all are going to hate me because we were in Austin, but I think some of the best fajitas I've ever had were at Taco Cabana during the day.
The fajita packs are great, but they taste even better if you've been drinking between the hours of midnight and 2.
Well, socks taste that good, too. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's, you know, anything tastes good at that time. But I think that it tastes better when you're sober and eating it at lunch.
Mm. We cannot agree with Sarah.
Agree? I
can neither agree nor disagree because I don't remember the last time I ever went to Taco Cabana.
Well, that's sad because the tortillas are amazing.
Tortillas are amazing, I would agree 100%.
All right.
Can we just all agree that Taco Cabana has amazing flour tortillas?
I agree.
Okay, neither agree nor disagree because I can't tell you the last time I went to Taco Cabana.
Should we add it to the list? Is 2 out of 3 good enough?
No, that's not part of the game.
It's got to be 3,
yeah,
right? It's
got to
be. The thing is, can we just all agree? Not just, can we just most of us agree?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Funny story about those flour tortillas. They are free. If you buy something, you can get as many as you want from Taco Cabana. And you know how they have the little salsa bar, which I don't even know if they have it anymore because of COVID.
So
but they
good.
Had a bunch of, they have those butter packs. My wife would go in and just ask for tortillas and get the butter and melt it on there and eat butter tortillas.
Yum.
Is she homeless or what? My God. All right, Alex Franco.
Can we just all agree? Ooh, can we just all agree?
Okay, I've been noticing this lately more than ever, and I don't know why, but I hope you all agree with me on this. But isn't it the most annoying thing when a man answers a woman when she asks, hey, do you have any kids? And he answers with, not that I can think of.
Oh, my God. The most annoying answer ever. I agree.
Or not that I know of.
Oh, my God.
Not that I know of.
That's like fingernails to a chalkboard thing. I'm like, are you serious? You're really answering that? Like, how old are you? I just heard someone say that this week.
Yeah.
Y'all think you're so funny.
Exactly.
And it is so annoying.
100%.
That we can agree on?
I agree.
Yes, we can all agree on that one.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Brad Booker.
Let's do it.
See if we can all agree on mine.
Can we just all agree? Ooh, can we just all agree?
Can we just all agree that waking up on a Saturday morning to little dew suckles, I don't even know if that's a proper term,
dew suckles
on freshly cut grass is the greatest vision. Like seeing your home with freshly cut grass. The reason I'm saying this is because I just got a new lawnmower.
Okay.
And to me, looking at my home now was great before, but looking at my home with freshly cut grass is just magical.
Wait, where do the dewsicles come into play?
Well, you know, sometimes whenever you get up really early in the morning, there's moisture on the leaves, and it just glistens once the sun starts coming down.
Oh, yeah.
It glistens, and you get the little, what do I call it? The
dewsuckles.
Like, dewsuckles.
I've never heard that, but I love it. I'm going to use it now every time I describe wet grass.
So what I'm hearing is, can we just all agree that, like, glistening fresh cut grass in the morning.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah. You said it way better than I did. Can we all agree on that?
Amen. I agree.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
2 out of 3.
Not bad.
Can we just all agree? Ooh, can we just all agree?
So in a country divided where nobody seems to agree on anything, we have this morning agreed on two things, and they are what, Sarah?
We have agreed that it is the most annoying thing for a guy when asked, do you have any kids, to answer, not that I know of, and number two, that glistening fresh cut grass in the morning is the best.
His current record is 1,480 wins with just 125 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for JD. JD lives in Salado. He makes the commute to Temple, where he works in sales. Let's welcome him to Austin's favorite gang.
JD!
Hey guys, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm good. Let me give a shout out to my teammate Mandy, who's in here rooting me on.
Yeah.
Mandy, I like Mandy. How's she doing? She be all right?
She's doing well. She's helping I get the victory.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck to you. I'm gonna leave the room right now while Sarah asks you 5 pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're finished, I'll be back to answer the same 5 and whoever gets more rights, go win, okay?
All right. Good luck to you, sir.
Good luck.
Very
you
talented.
And me.
Good sport. Good sport right there, JD. All right, Mr. JD. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck, man.
Thank you.
Okay, question number 1. What singer turned 31 years old today? He has a hit song on the radio right now and on TikTok called Savage Love.
Jason Derulo.
Bill Murray is 70 years old today. He is the voice of the bear in the remake of The Jungle Book. What is the name of the bear in The Jungle Book?
Baloo.
The Emmys were last night, which does anybody care? No, but who hosted the Emmys?
Who hosted the Emmys? I have no clue. I'll say Billy Crystal.
Okay. Jennifer Lopez and A-Rod have a brand new $33 million home. Are they married yet?
They are not.
And finally, a sequel to Boss Baby is in the works. Who is the voice of Boss Baby?
Alec Baldwin.
All right. We'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Hello!
Hey.
He did well. Unfortunately, I think you're also going to do well. He got 4 out of 5.
Nice.
Unfortunately. All right.
Question number one. What singer is 31 years old today? He has a hit song both on TikTok and on the radio called Savage Love.
That's Jason Derulo. I'm sorry, Jason Derulo.
There you go.
That's right. Bill Murray is 70 years old today. He was the voice of the bear in the remake of The Jungle Book. What is the name of the bear?
Babalu.
What?
Baloo.
Were you trying to... Wait, which one is it?
Baloo.
Correct.
The you don't know Babalu?
No.
CBS Austin,
anchor?
Bro.
Yeah, wow, but that's not guy. The answer.
I know.
If you had said that, I would have said you got it wrong.
We were shouting him out.
I was just shouting him out.
Emmys were last night. Woo! who hosted? I mean, it's one of my favorite shows. I just know that no one else cares.
Yeah, no one cares. Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes, correct.
Yes.
Dang Jennifer it. Lopez and A-Rod have a brand new $33 million home. Are they married yet?
Mm-mm. They are
not.
That's
correct. And finally, a sequel to Boss Baby is in the works. Who is the voice of Boss Baby?
It's my favorite show that my kids watch.
Like, really?
Anytime they're like, what should we watch? I'm like, Boss Baby, please, please.
It's
Boss
a show?
If you, oh, yeah. It's a movie and a show.
Wait, there's an actual show?
Yes. It's
really?
On Netflix.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh,
I'm telling
I didn't
you.
Know.
Boss Baby is so good.
It's
yeah.
very entertaining, I will say, because the voice of it is just funny because it's like the who plays Boss Baby.
It's awesome.
Just very perfect.
Yeah, yeah. It's a TV show. You should watch it because that way you can watch it like little spurts. And it's a different story every time. So good. As a matter of fact, we just watched a. What's your question again, Sarah? Let me answer that before I go off on a
tangent. I'm not going to give you the question again.
Who plays Boss Baby?
Listening.
That's Alec Baldwin. So now let me tell you about Boss Baby. I love these interactive shows that they have. There is an interactive Boss Baby where you decide what comes next. Like, you know?
I remember seeing that on Puss in Boots or something
yes,
like that.
Yes. Well, there's one for Boss Baby. It's okay. Awesome. Sorry you didn't ask for any of that, but I gave it to you.
Nope.
Hey, I learned something.
Five.
Are we done already?
Man.
Oh, time flies when you're perfect.
Poor JD. He was so close.
Oh, man. Well, thank you very, very much, bro. Appreciate it. It's tough.
Yeah, next time I'll watch the Emmys, I'll be better.
There you go. Okay, awesome.
My name is JD from Salado, and I can't beat Booker.
Oh, bro, you did good, man. You did good.
Good try.
Thank y'all so much.
So Luke went out on a Zoom date with Julia, and it set up a real date, but before they got to the real date, she vanished. Find out why. It's an all-new Waiting by the Phone coming up next on Mix 94.7. And even in your smart speakers, you can listen to us at home. Just text Alexa to 51993. We'll send you info on how to do it. Thanks so much for having us on Mix 94.7.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
There's new reporting in the Washington Post that the administration had a plan back in April to send 650 million masks by mail. But the Post reports the plan was scrapped because there were fears in the administration it might cause a panic.
Yeah. When the news broke, Trump was like, see, there was a plan, I just blocked it. Yeah, Trump nixed the plan. Even worse, it was after Don Jr. had already licked 200 million envelopes.
Nothing more frustrating than going out with somebody, thinking you had a really good time, never to hear from them again. Mm-hmm. You just need answers. You need closure. We're here to help. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Waiting by the Phone. Guys, say hi to Luke.
Luke!
What's up, Luke?
My hi. Man.
What's up? What's up?
Hey. So tell us what happened with Julia.
Yeah, so, I mean, dating during this, everything that's going on has been pretty complicated, but we had a Zoom date not too long ago, and, you know, it seemed like it was going well and we were hitting it off and we wanted to meet in person, but then just trying to contact and set that up, it's kind of not happened.
Do you think that is the new normal, Sarah? Do you think people are going to adopt that policy of like, let's have a Zoom date first before I waste my time by actually getting in my car and putting on makeup and driving somewhere and going out? Do you think having a Zoom date is going to be a prelim to real life dates moving forward?
I sure hope not.
Why? Oh my God, I love the idea.
Here's the thing, you can FaceTime. You always were able to FaceTime. You always were able to pick up the phone and call, but nobody wanted to. It's so much easier to go drink some liquid courage at a bar. There's other things to look at. Then you don't have to worry about what your house looks like. You don't have to worry about, like, I don't know.
Yeah, good point. Sorry to say anything.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
So
it's terrible.
You guys have a good Zoom date. You're planning on setting up a real life date and you have not heard anything from her.
No, tried to contact her, text, phone call, even tried to Zoom. I saw she was online and no, nothing.
Oh man.
Only one way to find out. Let's call her. Hello?
Hello.
Julia?
Hello.
It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're on the radio on Mix 94.7. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning.
Yeah. Julia, the reason we're calling you is because we're in the middle of a segment called Waiting by the Phone. We also have Luke on the phone.
Hey. How's it going?
Hi. Don't hang up. Whatever you do, don't hang up. Seriously. We're just trying to help out Luke because he reached out to us looking for some answers, looking for some help. He said that you guys had what he said was a nice Zoom date, and he was looking forward to meeting you in person. And since then, you've just kind of been MIA. So we're here to just facilitate a conversation, and we're on no one's side. We're just trying to help one another, and maybe you can let him know that you're not interested, or maybe we can clear up any confusion. You mind telling us what happened?
I'll tell you. Yes, we had a Zoom date. And can I tell you, ever since then, I've been jokingly calling it a zoo date. It was like, I already hate Zoom dates. Okay, they're the worst. Even saying Zoom date, it makes me cringe. Okay?
Okay.
Obviously, I'm frustrated with this whole COVID world we're living in. But Zoom dates have got to be... Oh, it's the worst.
What do you mean by zoo date? Does he have a bunch of animals?
He doesn't have a bunch. He has one that I could tell. He had some kind of crazy, loud-ass bird screeching in the background. And the way it was coming through my speakers, it was hurting my ears. And he didn't apologize for it. He didn't try to move to another quieter room. It just seemed like it's part of his normal life to hear birds screeching. And I'm like, whoa, this is too much for me. Like, my nerves were just totally shot by the end of this date. And I was like, okay, that's all I need to know. Sorry, that's Luke. Sorry about that. But that's the truth.
And that is, respectfully,
it sounds very peaceful.
That's enough to... Well, that's not his bird. That's just a bird sound effect.
I know, that just sounds like lovely outdoor birds.
I was like, man, I was ready to lay down and look up at the sky.
That's reason enough not to go out with him?
If you heard his bird, it was like a pirate bird on crack. Like, it was screeching.
Pirate bird on crack.
First of all, it's a little weird for a single guy to have a bird anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? Like, I think cat guys are kind of weird, but you're just a dude who lives with a bird.
I mean, yeah. I have a bird, and it squeaks and squawks, but normally chicks love it. Like, it, you know, I can get them to talk to her, and it's like, hey, baby, and like, fun stuff.
Oh, my God.
Wait,
the bird will say that stuff?
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I mean, right? Parrots were a big player growing up in El Paso.
Really?
Parrots were being smuggled across the border and being resold for very cheap because they're apparently really, really expensive. And let me tell you how they were smuggling them across the border. This is crazy. So, like, they would pretend, like, to go to Sam's Club or Costco and get, like, a box of, like, paper towels when you go to big box stores. Like, you get, like, 50 of them for sure. Well, they would get, like, 50 of those paper towels, and inside the roll, what they would do is get the parrots drunk and then jam them inside the cardboard roll. So you'd be crossing the border and you'd say, I'm just bringing over paper towels. But in reality, when you get out, you would get all your drunk parrots out and you'd have like 50 parrots.
Oh my gosh.
That is the worst story I have ever heard in my entire life.
I'm just saying that's how you smuggle parrots. Well, that's how they used to.
How did we go from waiting for the phone to smuggling parrots?
I could have gone the rest of my life never hearing that story. So sorry, guys, that you had to endure that. Julie, obviously this is an issue with you. And are you saying that you don't feel a connection here?
Wow, I cannot say that any more clearly than the way I'm trying to say it. And I just want to say one more thing since I'm kind of on the radio by surprise.
Yeah.
I don't dislike birds. I want to go on the record as saying that. I just think birds should be enjoyed outside. They have the gift of flight. And you're keeping them in your weird little house.
That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Well, look, with all due respect, we appreciate your opinion. We thank you so much for talking to us, and it's going to help out Luke and figure out, you know, what happened. It really all boiled down to the bird. Hello?
I'm here. Yeah, sorry. No. Yes, it does come down to the bird, but I think it's the kind of person to own a loud speaking bird.
Gotcha.
Now it's
getting weird. Well, thank you so much, and good luck to you, Julia.
Luke's been on mute the whole time because his bird's in the background chirping it up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.